This morning I want to talk about inside and out. I'm going to talk about inside and out. The importance of what God is doing inside of you needs to be brought outside of you. Bringing what is on the inside to the outside. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Out of the abundance and issues of the heart, what comes out, what is manifested, reflects what's on the inside. What is inside of me is reflected by how I talk and what I say and how I act. So I need to get the inside of me right. And then when I get the inside of me right, it will start to bring the outside of me in line with the purposes of God. It will bring the outside of me in alignment with a lot of things in our lives that are good. One of the reasons we struggle with things the way that we do is because we see the outward part of it. We see the symptoms. But the reason we struggle is because there are things on the inside that aren't right and things on the inside that need to be fixed. Last week, when I was preaching, I said a phrase that just stuck with me all week. And that is that Jesus ministers to the need beyond the need. And I said that last week in the message. Jesus ministers to the need beyond the need. And I got to thinking about that. And that's really where this message was birthed. Because I believe today, a lot of times when we come forward for prayer or we get in the presence of God or we're asking for something, we're asking God to fix the symptoms. We're asking God to deal with the obvious things that we see and feel. But we don't deal with the root of the problem. We don't get down to what's causing the problems out here. We need to get on the inside. And to do that, we have to make ourselves vulnerable. And that's why we don't get the healing like we should, because we're scared to death to make ourselves vulnerable. We don't open up. We build walls and we hide behind them. And because we feel safe there. But when you do that, you're not getting healed. You're not allowing God to do the work inside of you that He wants to do. And I believe today the Lord wants to minister to the needs beyond the needs. I believe God wants to minister to some things that are deep inside of us. But you got to let God go there. You got to be willing to do that. And you know, can we say that this is a place of no condemnation? Are we all in agreement there? This is a place of no judgment. Because none of us are capable of judging. We can't do it. So we're just going to love one another and understand that we all have things in our lives we're working through, every one of us. And that's okay. Did you know it's okay to not be perfect? Amen? Because you're not. And we need that. We need that mindset in order to let God begin to work on us. Let's look at a verse of Scripture. Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 6. He says in this Scripture, "Behold, I will bring health and healing." Those are two different things. And that's at the core of what I want to talk about today. I will bring health and I will bring healing. I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance. I will heal and then reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. Now, I want to talk about health and healing. That's the first thing I want to talk about. Healing is something that God does for a symptom that I'm reflecting that I'm not healthy. If I'm sick, I'm not healthy. I don't have health. So I need healing. If I have health, I don't need healing. Does that make sense to you? If I have health, I don't need healing. The reason we need healing is because we don't have health. Greater than divine healing is divine health. I'm going to say that again. Greater than divine healing is divine health. Now, I'm a big believer in divine health. And last year, I had my whole concept of divine health shaken. But God showed me and the Lord taught me something through all of that I really learned. Because I believed that I walked in divine health. And I had been for all those years, never been in the hospital, hardly ever went to the doctor, never been operated on. They asked me when I was in the hospital, this lady came in, she said, I want to talk to you about your medical history. I said, I don't have a medical history. She said, yes, you do. Everybody's got a medical history. And I said, I don't. I don't have a medical history. I've never needed anything because I believed in divine health. But I found out something. The Lord spoke to me laying there in that hospital bed. The reason I was there is because I had not lined everything up with God's purposes and God's will and had not properly taken care of myself. And I was there because I needed healing and God used those wonderful doctors to help get my arteries all open again because they were clogged up. I got healing, but I got healing because I had a sickness. I lost my health. In order to have health, divine health, more important than divine healing, but to have divine health, you got to get right on the inside. And to get right on the inside, you've got to line yourself up with God. You have to line yourself up with the purposes of God. You can't just live any way you want to live and do anything you want to do and expect the blessings of the Lord, one of the blessings of the Lord being divine health, to just flow in your life. Amen? There are consequences to our unhealthy actions. And sickness will eventually reflect that if you don't take care of yourself properly. Amen? So greater than divine healing is divine health. We've all seen photographs in the news or somewhere of somebody that was young and vibrant, beautiful, and then they got into drugs or they got into some bad situations in their life, and then you see that after picture. Does everybody know what I'm talking about? You see that before picture when there was life and vitality, and then you see, and sometimes it's just 2 or 3 years later, you see this other picture and they look old and shriveled up and they've just shattered their life because of sin, right? That is a perfect example, and I probably should have found one of those and put it up here. That's a perfect example of what happens when the inside gets wrong and then it starts to get reflected on the outside. That face that you see that used to be beautiful is a reflection of what's on the inside now. What's on the inside is wrong. And now this unhealthy lifestyle is being reflected in the way they look. They look. I was looking at one not long ago and she looked so old. And this, it was amazing. And it was a meth. They got into meth. It was horrible. Your spirit and your soul and your body interact together and affect one another. And sickness can have its roots in an unhealthy lifestyle. And sickness can have its roots in sin. I'll tell you something. Sickness does not come from God. God created you for health. God created you for healing. Let me talk to you. You know how he designed the body? Do you know when you cut your finger, your whole body wakes up? That you have mechanisms in your body that start rushing to that area to bring healing, right? And fight off bacteria and infection. Your body, the way God designed your body for healing, it heals itself. It starts acting on the sickness. Your body was created. God would never done that if he, well, let's don't do that because when they cut their finger, I want them to get infection. Let's don't put that in their DNA, because when they cut themselves, we want bacteria and all kinds of bad things to get in there. We want their finger to rot off and them to have to cut it off. God's not like that, right? He created you. He created you for health. He created you for healing. So it doesn't come from God. A lot now, there is sickness that is related to genetics. There is sickness that is related to lifestyle. There is sickness that is related to a disobedient to the purpose and plans of God. It comes from a lot of different avenues. But we must recognize and be honest that we know that a lot of sickness that comes in our lives comes because of what's on the inside. And we're hurting ourselves. You know, bitterness, if you stay bitter and you stay angry and you have unforgiveness in your life, that will over time begin to reflect itself in your health. Your attitude and how you think about things, and if you are negative, it begins to affect your health over a period of time. So sickness has its roots in an unhealthy lifestyle. I want to talk about your body, soul, and spirit, and how important that is in this connection. I need three volunteers. I've done this before, but I want to do it again. I need three volunteers. Who volunteer for me? Brandon? Calvin? I need one more. Stephen? This might be the same three we used last time. Amen. All right. You're going to be the Spirit of God. This is the Spirit. We are body, soul, and spirit, right? So this is a spirit. This is a soul. Your soul is your mind, your will, your emotions. The soul is what makes you you. Okay? This is the body. We all have a body, and we all live in that body, and that body's just something we live in for a time until we move on. Our soul lives in the body. Now, when we're born again, the Bible says we become new creatures in Christ. Old things are passed away, and all things become new. Our spirit man comes alive. We're spirit. Everything that God does in our lives, He does through the Spirit. He speaks through the Spirit, and the anointing and everything flows through the Spirit of God. That's why we're told to walk in the Spirit, to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. So the Spirit is now wanting to affect our life and lead us in a different way. So God is communicating. The Word of God goes into your spirit. The worship goes into your spirit. Everything goes into your spirit. So the Spirit wants to influence the body over here. But there's something in the way, and it's called your soul. Your soul is how you think. That's why the Bible says, renew your mind. Amen? The Bible says, change your soul. When you're born again, you get this new spirit, this new creature in Christ, your soul hadn't changed. How many of you found that out? You're the same old you. You hadn't changed at all. That's why God wants to start using the spirit man to change the soul. And if the body is sick, it's because what the spirit is trying to do can't get through to the body, because the soul is feeding on negative things. And this is what's coming into the body. So it has to come from here to here to here. That's why it's so important that your soul or your mind line up with the Word of God. Until you line up with the Word of God, it's real important then that our soul, our mind, gets renewed and gets in line with the Word of God, so that the blessings of the Lord can flow into our body. Now, again, I know there's genetics, and I understand all that. And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about things that get in our lives that are poisonous and hurting us. And this happens in the soul. I got hurt, I got wounded, whatever. This all reflected in my soul, and I'm feeding my body all this negativity. You know, and God's over here saying, Man, greater is he in me than he that's in the world. By your stripes I'm healed. We're overcomers in the name of Jesus. You know, all that good stuff can't get to me, to my body anyway, because my soul, which is really me, just won't hear it, won't bow down to it. Does that make sense to you? Thanks, guys. That'll help us. Give them a big hand. I guess they're just anointed to be body, soul, and spirit. Let's look at Psalm 31:10. Look at another verse. For my life is spent with grief and my years with sighing. My strength fails because of my iniquity and my bones waste away. Listen to what David said. My life is spent in grief. My years with sighing. My strength, he's talking about his body, is failing because of my iniquity. I've let things inside of me that are now affecting my life, that my bones are wasting away. When we have unforgiveness, bitterness, anxiety, hatred, hurt, and anger, it destroys our health. It begins to affect our bodies. You are, in effect, turning on yourself. By self-condemnation, you are condemning yourself for your failures. If you're one of those people that is constantly beating yourself up because of mistakes you've made in your life, you need to understand Jesus has forgiven you and released you of all of that. You need to learn to walk in self-forgiveness. You know, it's harder to forgive others when you can't forgive yourself. You have to learn to accept. This is what Jesus talked about when he said, your sins, you can't be forgiven if you don't forgive. He was talking about a principle. If you can't receive forgiveness, you can't forgive. You have to understand the power of receiving God's forgiveness. That God has forgiven me. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. I am forgiven. Amen? Say, I am forgiven. It's done. Now that releases you to begin to forgive others. And you release that bitterness. You release that anxiety. You release that hatred. Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind you and moving on. There is a time to just move on. You can't wallow in that. Look, we've all made mistakes, but you can't wallow in that the rest of your life. It will destroy you. If you've been offended, you need to let go of that. And it's possible that what was done against you really was wrong. But you might wait forever for that other person to come and say, I'm sorry, or forgive me. Quit waiting on it. It don't matter. Forgive yourself. Receive the forgiveness of the Lord. And then forgive them for never coming to say they're sorry. Forgive them. Well, I've been waiting for them to come and make it right. Forgive them. Let go of it. Move on. Amen? That's how you're going to get healed up. Psalm 32. Let's look at this verse. Verse 3 and 4. When I kept silent, my bones grew old. Through my groaning all the day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer. He says, when I kept this all inside, when I internalized everything, and I kept it all inside, it stole my vitality from me, my life from me. It was affecting everything in my body. That's why God wants us to learn to just come clean with Him. Not to hold it, but to release it. And come clean with God to receive everything He's everything. How many of you know God wants to bless you body, soul, and spirit? He does. He wants to bless you. And so, but in order to do that, we have to come clean with God. And folks, let me tell you something. God knows it all anyway. It's not like by holding it inside or keeping it to yourself, you're keeping it from God. He knows about it. So talk to Him about it. Just come and say, God, I know you know all this stuff. You know. You know the things that I hold on the inside. The Lord wants to come in and do a work in our lives if we let him. Listen, God came to Ezekiel one day. He said, Ezekiel, I want you to come with me. I want to show you something. And he said, get a sledgehammer because you're going to need it. So Ezekiel goes with God and he's got a sledgehammer. And you know where God took him? He took him into the temple. And they walked into the temple and he said, Ezekiel, take your hammer and knock a hole in that wall. This wall? Yeah, this wall. So Ezekiel knocks a hole in the wall, and guess what? There was a hidden chamber. And Ezekiel was like, I never knew that was there. It's a secret room. It's a secret chamber. And God said, let's go in that chamber. And they walked in, and there was all kinds of idolatry and things that were drawn on the wall, graffiti all over inside, and horrible things, ungodly things. And Ezekiel was like, man, I never knew this was there. And God said, and they went in further, and they saw some of the priests that were in there, and they were worshiping God. And the Lord said, and it says, they were worshiping their idols, and they said out loud, and the Lord seeth us not. And he was standing at the door. You don't hide anything from God. And so, you know, God shows up, he knocks on the door, and you open the door and he's standing there with a mop and a broom and a bucket and a dustpan. And he's like, man, I heard you just got saved. That's right. Well, I've come to do some cleaning. And I've come to help you out. And I've come to make you strong. But I need to come in and kind of start cleaning. Amen. So we're like, well, okay, I guess it's okay. So the Lord comes in, he starts working in our life. And we're like, this is not so bad. God's, you know, I needed that room clean. I needed that done. And God's working until he comes to a locked door. And he says, I need you to unlock this door. I need to get in there too. Well, Lord, we really don't want to go in that room. That's my secret room. That's my chamber of imagery. That's my little, God says, I want it all. Y'all are getting quiet. But here's what you got to understand. That's not a bad thing, folks. It's a good thing. God's trying to do something to heal you up. God's trying to do something to help you. And he wants you to let go of whatever it may be that you're holding on to. I want to talk about, before we pray, the internal and the external. Here's the power of this. Your internal affects your external. Your internal affects your external. 3 John chapter 2 says, Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. Remember our illustration. The soul has got to prosper before your body can prosper. And the soul will prosper when it lines itself up with the Spirit of God. Then be ye renewed, changing your mind, being conformed to the image of Christ. That's what the broom and the mop is all about. God's just trying to work in us. How many of you really believe God knows what's best for you? Amen. He knows what's best for you. And he wants to take your soul, your mind, your will, and emotions and bring them in line with the Word of God, bring them in harmony with the Word of God. Proverbs 4:23 says, Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. You hear that? Keep your heart with all diligence, because out of it, out of the abundance of the heart, out of what's inside of me, he says, brings forth the issues of life. It's not my problem, and your problem is not out here. It's not. It's inside. There's a problem inside. We have a lot of unhealthy habits because we're not right on the inside. You ever heard the expression comfort food? People eat to comfort themselves. I've done it. But you know what that is? That's a reflection on something not being right on the inside. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. You know what Jesus said? He said, my burdens are light. My burdens are light. Do you know it's easier to serve God than it is the devil? I've seen both. And I'm telling you, it's a lot easier to serve God than it is the devil. The devil's a hard taskmaster. He'll tear your life to pieces. You know why? His burdens are heavy. And how many people came in here today carrying a sack of rocks? Because you're carrying the burdens of life. And I'm going to tell you something, that's not God's burden. His burdens are light. He didn't put that on you. I'm going to say that again. He didn't put that on you. You need to lay down that sack of rocks and never pick it up again. God wants to set you free. My burdens are light. So my internal realities become external realities. Remember when Jesus was walking on the water? And the storm, and he got in the boat with the disciples, and they were afraid for their lives. And Jesus said, peace be still. And the storm just stopped. What I want you to know is the peace was in him before the peace was around him. If he had had an agitated spirit, if he had had a disturbed spirit, if he had was filled with anxiety, if he was filled with worry, if he was filled with depression, if he was filled with concern, he could never have calmed that storm. But because there was peace on the inside, oh, this is good. Because there was peace on the inside, there became peace around him because he had authority with the Word of God. Folks, there is power in the Word of God. Your words, life and death, the Bible says the power of life and death is in the tongue. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So the peace, Jesus had it in him, and he brought it out. It is the Spirit, Jesus said in John 6, verse 63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. I'm going to read that again. It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. Think about this. When did death enter the world? When did death enter the world? When sin entered the world. They go together. They go together. It's all about getting out of line. And I'll read one last verse. I'm going to close. Psalm 103 says, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Look at what God puts together. Iniquities and diseases. They go together. That's why you see Jesus all the time healing people and then forgiving their sin. He said, which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or rise up and walk? I can do both. I can do both. Isn't that powerful? When they lowered the man through the roof and the crippled was laying on the mat, Jesus looked at him and he saw a need beyond the need. He saw a crippled man laying on a mat that couldn't walk. But he also saw a man that was riddled with iniquity. And Jesus looked at him and said, your sins are forgiven. And oh, they mocked him. Oh, did you hear what he said? Your sins are forgiven. Well, hello, anybody can say that. Anybody can say your sins are forgiven. That's no big deal. That's not impressive. That's not a great magic trick. Your sins are forgiven. Jesus said, well, let me ask you something. Which is easier, your sins are forgiven or rise up and walk? Because I can do both. And then he turned around and looked at the man and said, rise up, rise and walk, pick up your mat and take it home with you. You're not going to need it anymore. Glory to God. Amen. So he ministered to the need beyond the need, then he ministered to the need. And I believe that's exactly what Jesus wants to do today. He wants to do more than just heal your symptoms. Jesus brought another world into our world. We have got to learn the power of authority in the church. You have authority in you. You have the Word of God in you. And if you speak the Word of God, if you live the Word of God, I'm telling you, it will change your life. It will change your life. Amen. Amen. Let's prepare for ministry, because I believe God wants to touch some people today. Thank you, Jesus. Let's all stand together.